This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
For more than 60,000 students across Ireland, tomorrow marks the beginning of one of the most stressful weeks of their school lives, the Leaving Cert exams. After months, and in some cases years of preparation, many students are now dealing with nerves, pressure and the feeling that everything is riding on the next couple of weeks. From last minute cramming to worries about sleep, timing and staying calm in the exam hall, emotions are understandably running high tonight in many homes across the country. Joining me now is Dunica O'Mahony, better known to many students online as Leaving Cert Guidance. He's going to be sharing some advice for students heading into the exams and for parents and friends trying to support them as well. Dunica, welcome to the show. Tonight's probably a very anxious night for a lot of students. What would you say to anyone feeling overwhelmed before the exams have even begun?
Yeah, and look, a lot of students are going to feel overwhelmed, and that's perfectly fine and it's perfectly natural. In fact, there are some studies around educational psychology where show those nerves help improve performance, help recall information, things like that. So being nervous is absolutely fine, a certain level of it. But then after that, if it gets too much, it can be a little bit difficult to meet your top performance. So, you know, try and do some things that help you calm down generally, whether that's, you know, take a bath, have a shower, listen to your favorite podcast, watch a Netflix TV show. I think the first exam, English Paper 1, is actually a nice exam to start with because there's not too much learning for English Paper 1. There's a little bit. You have to know your different types of language, different types of writing or that, but really it's a nice exam to start with. And I think once you get going, and I know this and you probably know from your experience as well, once you get going, there's no nerves at all. You're straight into game mode and trying to get the best out of yourself. So it's that build up that can be really, really difficult. And for the very first exam, you're supposed to be in 30 minutes before the exam starts. Every other exam after that, it's 15 minutes. So that 30 minutes can be difficult, especially if there's people around you who are jittery or nervous or talking. Like I would have been one for my exams, I didn't really want to talk to anyone just before the exams. And often there's people who are so nervy that they want to talk to everybody. So try and surround yourself again with like-minded people before you go into the exam too.
I feel like you've taken me back in time. I forgot all about that 30 minutes and 15 minutes thing. And I remember being there and yeah, it is so important to surround yourself with the right people. You can be selfish. If you are someone who prefers to just stick to yourself before an exam, prioritise yourself. You do not need to go in with your friends, and if they want to practice notes, you don't have to if you don't want to. It's so 100%. Important. And it is, you know, I definitely felt a lot of anxiety for a lot of my exams, but there is something about once you get that first day or even the second day over, you're kind of in a flow and you're kind of like, yeah, whatever it will be, will be. Is there anything people should avoid doing tonight before the first exam?
Yes, I would say late night cramming is a big one. So again, I'm mad for studies and how students perform at their optimal. And again, studies shown that sleep is imperative and your 8-9 hours is absolutely essential. Because again, if you get that sleep, it shows we can retrieve information easier. We can use our memory and our recall a lot easier. And if you're up all night cramming, your brain is not going to function at its optimum. So if you're an elite student who wants to score really high points, treat yourself like an elite athlete. Get that really important sleep. Make sure to hydrate throughout the day. Again, it shows, studies show that hydration helps us recall that information and for our brain to act at its optimum. So treat yourself as an elite athlete over the next few weeks. If you're an elite student who wants to do really well, eat well, sleep well, hydrate well. Really, really important. So that's what I would do last night before the exam is not cram. Studies show that the 8-9 hours of sleep outperform the full night of cramming.
What about essentials that people should have prepared and ready before they head into the exam hall tomorrow?
Yeah, so what you should have are blue and black pens. The majority of exams now are corrected online. And these exams have to be scanned and sent to the examiner. And only the blue and black pen really comes out in this scan. So forget about your red pens, your gel pens, your green pens, anything like that. If you want to use colouring pencils, absolutely fine. Use your colouring pencils for only graphs or anything else you need that you're kind of drawing is absolutely fine. But blue and black pens are the big one. If you need a calculator for your exam, there are certain calculators that are approved by the State Examinations Commission. At this stage, you probably know, even speaking to your maths teacher, if it's approved or not. But there's so many different types of tech that could help you cheat an exam, like smartwatches and phones and things like that. All of that needs to be left outside the hall, including your phone. Power it off, put it outside. You know, if you have it on your person and it goes off by accident, that there could be serious consequences to that. So I'd leave all of that outside, save having any issues or distractions as well. Before I go into the exam, I used to have what I like to call a little cheat sheet, just one A4 page of last minute notes that I'd have a look at before I'd go in. And of course, leave those outside the hall as well. Absolutely imperative that you do that. So the less you have going in, the better. There'll be a clock in the hall as well. You don't need a watch or anything like that. I know some people like to time each question and stuff, but I think the less you have going in, the less likely there'll be any issue with the superintendent.
I forgot all about that, leaving everything outside the exam hall as well. I know that can be really difficult for people because I feel like nowadays with phones as well, they're attached to you all of the time. I was even just saying, whenever the Leaving Cert comes up every single year, I find myself dreaming about my own Leaving Cert. And it's so funny because I didn't realise that I had found it like as stressful. But then I think when you see everyone else going through it, you just want to scoop everybody up and be like, it'll be okay, I promise. Actually, it will all pass and there are pathways to everything. And if people feel like they might have an exam that they didn't think went that well or that they underperformed, how can people mentally reset before the next paper again?
So a big thing, and you'll see all of this information given out by teachers, is no postmortems after the exam. What's done is done. There's nothing you can do about it now. You'll probably be surprised when you get the results in August, oh, actually, I didn't do as bad as I thought I was going to. Sometimes you can build it up in your mind that this is going terribly, but no postmortems. Forget about it. What's done is done. On to the next one. It's like famous football coaches. That match is done. Our next focus is the next match. Try keep that in mind.
Social media can make things a little bit more stressful. They can alleviate the tension in some ways. People following you will find that really beneficial, and loads of other people that are sending out guidance for the Leaving Cert. But particularly when people are posting maybe about how many hours they've been studying or predictions and things like that, what advice would you give to students around managing social media at this time?
Yeah, look, you should be on it as little as possible. I know you were saying there's kind of a little break at some stage, but try be on it as little as possible. You know, you want your brain to be performing, and everyone calls that the doom scroll, where your brain isn't really looking at half the videos that you're on. And then what you're watching, try and watch something that's entertaining for you. And less of the education. There are no predictions. I see when I'm scrolling through TikTok, people giving predictions. There are no predictions. Nobody knows really what's coming up. You don't want to see how many hours someone is studying because you just don't know what way they're studying. Quality over quantity, I always say. And at this stage, when we're mentioning study, all your study should be active recall at this stage. Should be past exam papers, flashcards, blurting methods, you know, all of those constantly retrieving the information from your brain. There should be no writing notes at this stage really or anything like that, or rereading or highlighting. All of that should be done. It's all active recall at this stage. But on the social media, try and limit it as best you can. You know, we're only talking, for some people might only be 8-9 days and they'll be done, and you've all summer then to be on social media.
For parents or family members listening this evening, what's the best way they can support somebody during the Leaving Cert without adding any extra unnecessary pressure?
Yeah, for parents this can be just as stressful at time. And what I would say to parents is, you think you might not be adding any stress, but subconsciously you could be. Even how you're reacting around things, even, you know, have you studied? Are you doing a bit more study? Come on, you know you need this amount of points. That's not reassurance for anybody. But be there to listen. Be empathetic, because it is a stressful time that they're going through. And just be there for them. That's all really that you can do. Try and keep the house as quiet as possible, particularly when there's study going on, if you can manage all of that. But this is their time as well. You don't want to micromanage. Let them, the students, know best what works for them at this stage. It mightn't have worked for you as a parent when you were studying, and that's okay. But let them, give them as much, they're all adults now as well, give them as much control over the situation as they can and be there to listen.
Before I let you go, Jenica, what is one thing that you want any Leaving Cert student who might happen to be listening this evening to know before they kick off the next while of their exams?
You know, everybody has gone through this. This is not an extraordinary stress. This is an ordinary everyday stress, the Leaving Cert. You know, there's no extraordinary stress in this. Everybody in the country over the age of 18, 19 has likely gone through this. It's almost a rite of passage for students at this stage. But, and you mentioned it as well earlier, there is a pathway into everything. Nobody has a direct route into anything anymore now. It's always, I always see it like the rock climber. You're climbing, sometimes you have to go backwards and go sideways before you can go up again as a rock climber. And it's the same in education. You know, I did a history degree and I would say 95% of my classmates are doing nothing in history now. Some of them are actually working in IT, in engineering, in finance. So there's a pathway into everything and it's easier now. And that's why we have less students repeating. So in 1995, there was almost 7,000 students repeating their Leaving Cert. Last year was about 800. So we have less students repeating now because there are so many different options and avenues. So if it doesn't work out, that's okay. You can speak to your guidance counsellor, your family, your friends and see what they did. But don't worry too much about this exam.
Jenica, where can we find you online if people want to give you a little follow or even reach out to you?
So I'm on Leaving Cert Guidance on Instagram and TikTok. Absolutely. Feel free to come on. We're giving loads of tips on how you should be preparing for exams and a few of the questions that we answered here today as well. And I'd be happy to answer anyone's DMs too.
Jenica, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. A pleasure. And I'm sure we will chat to you again.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.